We're doing an interview today with Client of the Month, Angela Jackson. State your full name.
Angela Jackson.
Okay, I was right. You have a middle name?
Oh, we're official.
Yeah, we're official.
Oh, okay. Angela Nicole Jackson.
Oh, see, there you go. We have an interview with Nicole. All right. Okay. How many kids do you have?
Three that I know of.
Ages?
22, 20, and 11.
Okay. 22, 20, and 11. You had a big break in there.
I was done. That's a whole nother show, though.
Okay. Now, one of your daughters is a famous R&B singer, right?
Yes. Ray Lanae. Yes.
Okay.
And she's still up and coming, but yeah, she's making some traction now. So look her up. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. All right. Now, how long have you been a member of Ratio 1-to-1?
Oh, man. It's probably been about 6 months now.
Okay. Yeah. Now, as they watch this video, they're going to see the dramatic change that you made, in which was the reason that we picked you as Client of the Month, because of the progression that you've made.
Okay.
How much total weight have you lost since you've been here?
I think about 22 pounds. I came in at about 172, and now I'm 149.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. Now, women, y'all deal with these dress sizes. As guys, we don't know, but, y'all be a 12, 18 and went down to a 1-2. I don't know. Whatever. So, you went from what size?
I went from a size 12 to a size 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, pretty much, you didn't cut your size in half.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Okay. What is the most important thing that you've learned about staying in shape?
Man, I think the first thing that I didn't realize was how much of a mental shift I had to make. Okay. So I think the symptom of the mental change is the physical.
Okay, when you say mental, what do you mean? What exactly did you learn that? Because I always tell people, as a trainer, it's more mental than it is physical.
Right, right.
What mental changes have you noticed that you've made as a person?
I think I'm more regimented. Mm-hmm. My diet is definitely shifted, and that was definitely a mental change that I had to make. Not picking up something whenever I, felt a little hungry, mm-hmm. or sometimes I can be an emotional eater. So if I'm upset, I'll pick up something sweet or the things like that. So really redirecting that energy into something positive.
Okay.
So I would say that would be the main thing.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So do you read labels now? Or?
Oh, yeah. I'm
a... I know
she
ain't
big on that. I try not to get too fixated, but definitely, yes. So if I'm in the grocery store or even at home, certain things that I would use on a regular basis that now I realize, like, oh, man, like, I've been using this, all this time.
Now, when people start dieting or when they start eating correctly, they think it's, like, the worst thing ever. Mm-hmm. Was it as bad as people make it out to be, or was it just an adjustment?
For me, no. I realized that I wasn't a super, super bad eater. Mm-hmm. Just like you said before, reading labels and just being cognizant of the ingredients that were in certain foods. So for me, it wasn't a drastic change. The biggest thing was letting go of the sweets. And still remain the balance. I will say that from, one time or another, that I will eat some sweets or whatever. But there was a point where I would get up in the middle of the night and eat sweets. So I think that was the biggest adjustment for me. But other than that, as far as just making sure that I eat 3 solid meals a day at least, that just being more regimented was the biggest thing.
So a lot of people will believe that you eat less. You know what I mean? They'd be like, okay, you were eating 3 meals a day. Now you eat one. People have a funny
perspective
right. with getting in shape.
Right,
they think
right.
it's so hard. It takes so long. You know, your life is so miserable. And mm-hmm. and as a trainer, because me and Chia, we practice what we preach.
Yes, yeah.
So I don't see it as that.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when they hear it, like when they see your pictures or they hear it from you, they'll say, oh, okay, it's not too bad. But as a trainer, they'll go, oh, you just saying that because you're a trainer.
No, again, it was just a perspective shift for me, you know, and trying to realize that I'm really not missing out on anything. Mm-hmm. I used to be on blood pressure medication. I'm no longer taking that. Hypothyroid medication. I'm no longer on that. So there's some huge benefits, long-term benefits. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we live in a society where everything is, you know, we want instant gratification.
Right.
And we don't want to really work that hard either, right. You know. So, you know, when people be, you know, people want to know immediately, like, oh, like, show me exactly what you did so I can do it too. And it's a personal journey. And I, you know, yes, this worked for me, but it may not work for you. Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you really have to, again, it's a mind thing. And really, you know, looking in within yourself in order to make those changes.
Do you think you'll ever go back to where you were?
No. I gave all those size 12s away to never return. Because the other thing, I don't know about with men, but with women, you know, when we're going through that process of gaining weight, and I gained a lot of weight within the last 2 or 3 years. It kind of just like snuck up on me.
What was your reason for the weight gain? Was it the eating?
I would say the eating. I was traveling a lot with my daughter. So, of course, you know, we're just eating. You know, sometimes we're eating at 2 a.m., you know. So I think it was that. I think it was stress. And then stress brought about, along the anxiety and the blood pressure. And then I was taking blood pressure medication. So I think it was just an accumulation of those things. But what I would do is I would gain the weight and I would just go to the store and buy bigger clothes, you know. And that was another perspective change.
So what made you make the final decision that, first off, how did you hear about ratio?
Well, I'm a Google queen. So I just said, you know, I've done regular gyms before, whatever, and that's just not my vibe, you know? And I knew that I wanted something more personalized and more where I didn't feel like I was being watched. And
you old guys trying to hit on you all the time.
Yeah. And I wanted to make sure that I was doing things correctly.
Okay.
You know, so I just start Googling, like, I was like, there got to be some personal trainers near me or whatever. So that's literally what I did. And I kind of, it was only maybe about 3 or 4, and this, you guys are the first ones that called me back. So, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So have your, what? Okay, I know it's my issue. What made you say, you know what, this is it. I'm done with that. I'm about to do this.
Right. So like a year prior, My highest weight was 186. And at that point, I was just like, oh, heck no, you know. So I started doing some things on my own. I bought a treadmill, you know, trying to, you know, get myself prepped and, you know, get into the mindset of actually losing weight or whatever. And then I was doing that for a while. And then I was like, man, I need more. You know, I feel like I needed to push myself more, but I wanted to make sure that I was doing things correctly. So I think it was at that 186 where I got, I was just like, okay, this is it. You know, I just got tired. I was feeling sluggish. I would say borderline depressed, you know, and I just got tired. I really did. So
you wasn't happy with you?
Yeah. It was some, you know, I mean, I was dealing with some relationship things as well, but I still, you know, I just felt like I could be better, and I wasn't just living up to my best potential.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're a self-motivated person?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I don't need, you know, a group or, you know, like a challenge or, you know, it's like when I'm tired and I'm ready, then I'll do it on my own.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was making the progressions that you made, was it as difficult as you thought it would be? I mean, did you have one perspective when you started and another one as you go? Because as most people come here, they'll see ratio as a different kind of place. Normally people have a thing made up in their head of how it's going to be. When I started this business, I think I've been in business about 25 years. I've been working in the industry for 30. All of the stereotypical things that gyms were or trainers were, I always said, when I get mine, it's not going to be like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that I knew it wasn't, before I got here, I knew it wasn't a regular gym. So I knew it was personal training. So I think my expectation was a little bit different at that point. But I will say that that I thought that it would be a little bit more stringent, and it wasn't. You know, I feel more like I'm walking into somewhere very familiar, that I know the people. You know, I've gotten to know the people, but definitely I never felt uncomfortable, if that, that makes sense. So, yeah, makes sense.
What do your kids say about the new you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, my 20-year-old, once I posted the before and after picture, she texted me and she said, "Dang, Mom, you skinny?" And I'm like, "Dude, you live with me." Like,
like, I was just about to ask you, but she don't live with me.
Right. I'm like, "You live." She's like, "I know," but to see it like that, it, you know, it was definitely, it was definitely an eye opener for her. And then my oldest, Raven, she's actually on a journey to get herself, you know, into shape, because she gained some COVID weight. Okay. So, and then she's preparing to release an album. So she's been working and working and working. And she was just like, "Man, Mom," she was like, you're inspiring me, you know, to keep pushing. I said, "Definitely," you know. So they definitely probably, my two oldest have never seen me, or they, the last time they saw me like this, they were babies.
Okay.
So, so yes.
Okay, that's good. So Mom is motivating the kids.
Yes.
That's the way it should be.
It should be, yeah. So it's all around. It's just a great experience from the beginning to where we are now. So.
So what's your next goals physically? Like, where are you going now, or are you happy with where you are?
Weight wise, I think I'm happy where I am. So I think Chie and I are going to start working on, you know, toning and, you know, gaining that strength, because I'm still weak. So definitely working on, you know, toning up and trying to, you know, get those muscles strengthened. So yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, yeah. So what do you think of Chie as a trainer?
Chie as a trainer.
I be telling people she'll fool y'all with the smile and the nice look, but
there's
a whole another beast under there.
Yes, that's it. And then I also will say, to add to that, and I think Wednesday when we were training, she's been pushing me a little bit harder, you know, whatever, or a lot of bit harder. And I did one weightlifting machine back there, and afterwards I looked at it and I said, "I'm glad you believe in me, because I don't." So to say, I mean, we laughed or whatever, but she sees something that I don't even see in myself yet, you know.
Well,
and that matters.
I think as a trainer, when you see a client that's so dedicated to what they're doing, then you know that they have that. And then it's just a matter of you leading.
Yeah.
I always say all trainers are not created equal. So they ain't got it all.
Right.
But what she does is that, okay, if you push yourself to level one, level two, we can push her to 3, 4, 5.
You'd
be like, but yeah, so she,
but she's amazing. She really is.
And a lot of clients, they talk about, you know, they all say, "Man, what Angela been doing?" This is what we tell her to do.
I listen. It's all like, you know, some of the other people in here that come and train, they always say, coming up to me like, "Angie, what did you do? You know, I want to follow exactly what you did." I'm just like, I just did what they told me to. Like, I promise you, there was no magic. There was nothing secret I did outside of here or whatever. I just followed the rules. That's all.
So how many days a week do you come train?
Three.
3 days a week.
Yeah, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Okay,
yeah.
About an hour. Well, we tell everybody an hour. We don't know.
It's about an hour and a half.
It's never out. Like, people be like, "I've been here for an hour." I'm like, "Oh, you really believe that? What we're talking about?"
Yeah, I don't look at the clock. And when I first started, I would kind of glance at the clock like, I'm supposed to be gone. And I'm like, you know what? This is all good. So,
That's a little nice short interview.
Yes.
So we'll have you on the podcast. I'll send you a link.
Okay.
Or Chie will send you a link.
Okay.
My son has to edit the video. So probably by Sunday, we'll have today is Friday.
Okay.
So by Sunday, I know we'll have the video on YouTube. The podcast, we'll probably have it done tomorrow.
Okay.
And so we'll let you know. So
okay.
If you want to say anything to anybody,
keep pushing. If you're interested in a new way of living, I definitely suggest that you hit up Ratio 1-to-1.
All right, and so every month we'll include a client of the month. This is our February client of the month. Yeah. We'll have a different client in March, and we're gonna post them, give them a little publicity on the podcast. Our clients don't realize, and this is what I tell all my clients as well as Chief, y'all motivate us.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because it makes us want to be better trainers.
Okay.
I'm broke because I want to move to a better facility.
But it's amazing.
Yeah.
It is
like, much better than the other place.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's, you know, our clients motivate us.
Yeah.
We want to be the best that we could possibly be in terms of atmosphere, gym, progress, training, nutrition, you know, people being comfortable. You mentioned that was one of the words that you mentioned, comfortability.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely want to make sure that that's what we always bring to Ratio, and that's what is made us different, and that's why we've been in business so long.
Awesome.
So until next week, you know, we'll do another podcast, and next month we'll have another client of the month. So until that time, me and Angela Jackson, Nicole, we're out of here. Thank you.
Thank you.
That wasn't so bad.